Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Monday, May 2nd, and I am reading from the New International Version. Today is Dr. Kelly Hatley's birthday. Thank you, Kelly, for all you do for us as our minister of music and the director of our Active Christian Living. We hope you have a wonderful birthday. We pick up today in Exodus chapter 29, and this is the consecration or the dedication of the priest. Then we'll read Psalm 125, which reminds me of a song that I learned some 20-something years ago that talks about that we are firm as a mountain in Christ. And so maybe at the end, after Missions Monday, I'll put that so that you can enjoy it as well. And then in 1 Corinthians, we're talking about the message of the cross being foolishness, and that if we as people are to boast, we should boast only in the Lord. Beginning with Exodus 29, 1 through 21, I mentioned that this is the consecration of the priest. I had to look that up in the dictionary. It's the action of ordaining someone to a sacred office. And in the New Living Translation, it says the service of dedication, which is a more familiar term to me. This is what you are to do to consecrate them, so they may serve me as priest. Take a young bull and two rams without defect, and from the finest wheat flour make round loaves without yeast, thick loaves without yeast, and olive oil mixed in, and thin loaves without yeast and brushed with olive oil. Put them in a basket and present them along with the bull and the two rams. Then bring Aaron and his sons to the entrance of the tent of meeting and wash them with water. Take the garments and dress Aaron with the tunic, the robe of the ephod itself, and the breastpiece. Fasten the ephod on him by its skillfully woven waistband. Put the turban on his head and attach the sacred emblem to the turban. Take the anointing oil and anoint him by pouring it on his head. Bring his sons and dress them in tunics and fasten caps on them. Then tie sashes on Aaron and his sons. The priesthood is theirs by a lasting ordinance. Then you shall ordain Aaron and his sons. Bring the bull to the front of the tent of meeting, and Aaron and his sons shall lay their hands on its head. Slaughter it in the Lord's presence at the entrance to the tent of meeting. Take some of the bull's blood and put it on the horns of the altar with your finger, and pour out the rest of it at the base of the altar. Then take all the fat on the internal organs, the long lobe of the liver, and both kidneys with the fat on them, and burn them on the altar. But burn the bull's flesh and its hide and its intestines outside the camp. This is a sin offering. Take one of the rams, and Aaron and his son shall lay their hands on its head. Slaughter it and take the blood and splash it against the sides of the altar. Cut the ram into pieces and wash the internal organs and the legs, putting them with the head and the other pieces. Then burn the entire ram on the altar. It is a burnt offering to the Lord, a pleasing aroma, a food offering presented to the Lord. Take the other ram, and Aaron and his son shall lay their hands on its head. Slaughter it, take some of its blood, and put it on the lobes of the right ears of Aaron and his sons, on the thumbs of their right hands, and on the big toes of their right feet. Then splash blood against the sides of the altar. And take some blood from the altar and some of the anointing oil and sprinkle it on Aaron and his garments and on his sons and their garments. Then he and his sons and their garments will be consecrated. I feel like since this is such a foreign kind of ceremony, I want to go back through it in detail and just talk through it. So basically, the priests are being dedicated to the service of the Lord. And as they offer offerings on behalf of the people, they need to be set apart for this kind of work. And so this section of scripture is talking about how they are set apart. And then in today's reading, we talked about two offerings that they made, a sin offering, which is made to atone for unintentional sins, and a burnt offering, which atones for general sins, our sinful nature. And for both the sin offering and the burnt offering, Aaron and his sons put their hands on the head of the animal. Now, I read in my study Bible about this, that the sin offering was meant to atone for the past sins of Aaron and his sons. And they lay their hands on his head as a symbol of the animal becoming their substitute and transferring their sins to the sin bearer. Can you make a connection in your head to what Jesus Christ our Lord has done for us on the cross? That he was the sacrifice. We call him the sacrificial lamb. And when he died on the cross, we transferred our sin guilt to him. The sacrificial system is just setting us up for understanding the gospel, for understanding what Christ has done for us. Another point I wanted to make is from verse 21. And take some blood from the altar and some of the anointing oil and sprinkle it on Aaron and his garments. So Aaron has on these beautiful garments and the other priests have on these white garments. And they're told to sprinkle blood and oil on them. And that seems very odd. But if we turn over to Revelation, this too is pointing to Jesus. Look at Revelation. Let's look at verses 11 and 13. It says in verse 11, I saw heaven standing open, and there before me was a white horse, whose rider is called Faithful and True. And then it goes on to describe him. And in verse 13, it says, he is dressed in a robe dipped in blood, and his name is the Word of God. So Aaron and the priest had their garments dipped in blood to remind them of the sacrifice. And it pointed forward to Jesus, our Lord, the Word of God, the sacrificial lamb, who is dressed in a robe dipped in blood. I just think that these connections are wonderful. And I'm thankful for Jen Wilkin, who helps me make them, but also that we can see, even in the Old Testament, pointers towards our Lord Christ. Okay, let's move on to Psalm 125. Let me see if I can move there in my Bible. Psalm 125 is another song of ascents. Those who trust in the Lord are like Mount Zion, which cannot be shaken, but endures forever. As the mountains surround Jerusalem, so the Lord surrounds his people, both now and forevermore. The scepter of the wicked will not remain over the land allotted to the righteous, for then the righteous might use their hands to do evil. Lord, do good to those who are good, to those who are upright in heart. But those who turn to crooked ways, the Lord will banish with the evildoers. Peace be on Israel. And now let's move over to 1 Corinthians. We're in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, starting in verse 18, and we'll go through the end of the chapter. The title in my Bible says, Christ crucified is God's power and wisdom. For the message of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God. For it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise, the intelligence of the intelligent. I will frustrate. Where is the wise person? Where is the teacher of the law? Where is the philosopher of this age? Has not God made foolish the wisdom of the world? For since in the wisdom of God, the world, through its wisdom, did not know him, God was pleased through the foolishness of what was preached to save those who believe. Jews demand signs, and Greeks look for wisdom, but we preach Christ crucified, a stumbling block to Jews and foolishness to Gentiles. But to those whom God has called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ the power of God and the wisdom of God. For the foolishness of God is wiser than human wisdom, and the weakness of God is stronger than human strength. Brothers and sisters, think of what you were when you were called. Not many of you were wise by human standards. Not many were influential. Not many were of noble birth. But God chose the foolish things of the world to shame the wise. God chose the weak things of the world to shame the strong. God chose the lowly things of this world and the despised things and the things that are not to nullify the things that are, so that no one may boast before him. It is because of him that you are in Christ Jesus, who has become for us wisdom from God. That is our righteousness, holiness, and redemption. Therefore, as it is written, let the one who boasts, boast in the Lord. Here Paul is just trying to remind the Corinthians that they have nothing but Christ to boast. They didn't come to knowledge of Jesus by their own spiritual power, but it is by the Holy Spirit that they understand. And when the world looks at the cross, they can't understand it. They think it's foolishness. But for those who believe, it is the power of God. Okay, we need to move over to Missions Monday. We are praying alongside Ruba Abbasi today as she leads out with the Arab Center for Consulting and Training Services, and she's the head of Arab Women Today. This organization exists to serve women and children in the Middle East. We need to pray with them that this year will be fruitful and that there will be fundamental transformation for people's lives. Also, we want to praise God that their son Randy will be able to join their ministry in Jordan. Will you pray with me? Father, we thank you that when we are dependent upon you, we are like Mount Zion. We are firm because we know that ultimately you are a firm foundation. You are one in whom we can confide and also depend. And we thank you for that. We thank you, Lord, for our Lord Jesus Christ, our great high priest, the one on whom you transferred all our sins so that we might be set free. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your gift to us. We pray, Lord, that if we boast today, it'll be about Jesus and his work in our lives, that we can't understand why God would choose us to be on his team, but out of gratitude, we want to respond by living lives that project his Holy Spirit and the love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, and gentleness, self-control that portray his light to a world who desperately needs to know you. We pray, Lord, for our partners in ministry, Ruba Abbasi, and all those who work with this organization. We pray, Lord, for Ruba's family. We pray for fruitfulness in their ministry. And we pray that women throughout the Arab world would come to know you and the power of your resurrection. And the cross that seems like foolishness will become power to them. We love you, and we pray all of this in Christ's name. Amen. Okay, as I promised earlier, we are going to add a song to the end of this podcast. This is a song called Those Who Trust, and it's from Psalm 125, and it's by a group called Enter the Worship Circle. This is dating me. It's from, it was remastered in 2017, but I think it came out around 1999. So I hope you enjoy this setting of the psalm.
Those who try.